Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
And good Thursday morning to you. It is 8:39 on this Thursday, September the 9th edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 73 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. Download the free WRHI app. It's a great way to keep up with all the latest things. And also, we're on Facebook. We're live there Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m.
It is called the Gravity Center. It's a hub for entrepreneurship. And it's brand new, and there's a ribbon cutting and celebration tonight, Thursday, September the 9th from 4 to 6. And we're going to learn more about what the Gravity Center is, including meeting the new executive officer. So we've got in the new executive officer, Hannah Horn, joining us, and Ryan Sanderson. We know him from Knowledge Perk, but he's also a board member for Gravity Center. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Wow, it's so good to see you, Hannah. You got the memo about wearing pink, as Lucas and I are both in pink today. Ryan, what happened?
Jeans and t-shirt every day, and I don't have a pink t-shirt. I'm sorry.
All right. He sets his own fashion trend.
That's right. Well, Ryan, let's start with you. Explain to folks what the Gravity Center is, because this is brand new for our city.
So the goal for the Gravity Center is to be basically a one-stop shop for entrepreneurship. So our mission is to be the Entrepreneurial Collaboration Center. When you look at the massive growth that we've got in New York County, the number of businesses that are coming in, and the resources, part of the issue that I have seen as a local entrepreneur who kind of started with the technology incubator in the city of Rock Hill is that there's no great place to take all of those resources and put them all in one spot. So they're really, really siloed. Great resources across the county, but we got to put them in one place. That's what the Gravity Center is about, is taking all those resources and making one place where entrepreneurs can come in, whether via space or programs, and start moving their mission, their vision forward with the help of the entire county.
Well, I might be a little biased, but your executive officer I know very well. Awesome. I worked with her for many years when we worked at WIS, the NBC affiliate in Columbia. And even back then, Hannah was so passionate about businesses and making sure they had a voice and making sure they got off the ground in a city like Columbia that was seeing growth. The city of Rock Hill, I think people would agree, sat kind of just dormant a little bit. Yep. New places would pop up here and there downtown. But wow, overnight it seems in the last few years we've just exploded with shopping, retailing, and again a hub now for entrepreneurship. Hannah, what attracted you to this position here, and tell folks, I guess, what you were doing once you left the world of television.
Yeah, well, thank you for the warm welcome. Rock Hill and the folks in Rock Hill have been so incredibly gracious. Thank you so much. I am thrilled to be here. This is my first week. So most people, they say, you know, I learn something new every day. Well, I learn something new every 10 seconds.
Yes.
So a little bit of a fire hose here. So I'm thrilled to be the new executive officer of this innovative center that is really, I believe, going to elevate Rock Hill truly to the next level. We're going to polish the pearl here. There is so much excitement about building and growth beyond the really big economic development announcements that we hear and we see in the headlines. Think about all of the substantive growth, the support of a community that comes from the products and services that serve those employees, that really attract people and retain young professionals and older professionals, entry-level managers to a position because it's fun, because there's a thought community there. We need to be a smart city, and smart cities are ones that encourage entrepreneurship. So my background, as you know, working with Lucas, and Lucas, I'm just so proud of your success. I was at Lucas's wedding, and he's procreated. It's shocking to me. No, Lucas is such a wonderful man, and I have watched his heart for the Lord and for his family, and I just couldn't be more proud to be in a city now with you. But my background is television news. I have an MBA from the University of South Carolina in Columbia, and and transitioned my skills from communications and marketing and the writing, all of the things we did, everything came together. People said, you left television news. I said, no, I took the best of it with me.
Yeah.
And I transitioned that to a three-time National Chamber of the Year at the Hilton Head Island Bluffton Chamber of Commerce, just named the fifth time the Travel and Leisure Small Island, World's Smallest Best Island.
Nice.
Yeah, I heard that yesterday. So my friends there, congratulations to them. But that's the kind of trend-setting a headline and announcement that, you know, you don't get a designation like that, a third-party authoritative message like that in the headlines unless you have people that are living there, working there, visiting there that say, this place is great. That same thought leadership and that same working with this innovative board, Ryan and his colleagues are incredible to have had the vision to set something like this up.
So if I have an idea for a business, would I come to the Gravity Center and say, I've got this product, I'm kind of stuck. I don't know where to go. I don't know how to market it. I don't know. I don't have a space to build blank. I need warehouse space. Is that kind of what you'll be doing day in and day out?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of that type of stuff.
Okay.
So I will preface this with, like Hannah already said earlier, so startup, this is a startup. It's a brand new company. So part of Hannah's responsibility will be working out some of these fabulous logistics to get through. But yes, the goal would be that you would be able to bring your idea to the Gravity Center and we can start connecting you with the appropriate resource. Some of those resources are going to be what you guys are super familiar with, like what used to be 1 Million Cups is now York County Launchpad. That's a free resource in the community hosted at Knowledge Perk. But then you've got other great resources like the City of Rock Hill, again, investing in entrepreneurship and looking very, very forward. They've got the VMS program. That's a fantastic resource that, again, we can take somebody who's got that business concept, that idea, connect them with a mentor team through Hannah to the VMS program and help them get set up and figure out what their next steps in their business are. So starting to connect those resources. And then there's a lot of cool things that I think we could do with the Gravity Center down the road. We've talked about partnering with the city on a fund to be able to help small businesses. Raising capital is really, really difficult in small cities. So there's a lot of resources that I think we can bring to the table down the road. We're just getting started.
And we also have the opportunity, you know, like programs like Shark Tank.
Yeah.
We see firsthand everyday people, great ideas. How do you turn it into the next step? And very often the idea and the experience of how to make those two connect into something that is very beneficial for not only the owners, but also maybe a supply chain in a bigger company that lives in South Carolina. So this is where you would go to be able to have those conversations.
100%.
Yes.
Awesome.
Hannah, why are you so passionate about this? Again, I got to see it when we worked together. And you just said, well, I always assume, well, that's just what you're into. Like, we're all into various things. But why are you so passionate about helping these entrepreneurs have got a great product, whatever it is, whether it's a physical product or, you know, a program that they want to elevate to the next level?
Because it comes down to jobs. Mm. It comes down to the ability that when Ryan opens up his business every day, not only does he have a passion for what he's doing and every cup of coffee that he serves to provide for his family, he's got young people and employees that are in there working for. I met one the other day that are being able to grow themselves and to pursue their interests. So inside of the ecosystem of every job, there is a person making money, and that person has a home. Mm. That person has a community. That person is spending money at the boutique, is having their house painted, their carpets cleaned, they're buying a car. So when you talk about America's economy, it is built on small businesses. And in York County, the latest numbers I saw, there are about 4,500 small businesses with fewer than 4 employees. That's
wow,
a lot. That's York County. That is substantial amounts of people that go to work every day in a very small address that are providing for their families that will stay here, work here, live here, play here, and reinvest into our community, into our business ecosystem. That's why I'm passionate about it. And you've got to give people not only the opportunity for great education, I'm really excited about the education partnerships that will come out of this to help young people, whether you're talking about, you know, from cradle to career, wherever they are, if they have an idea to start a business or to use their talents or skill set into an existing building, really connecting and keeping that to keep our students here in the area.
Ryan, isn't though why Knowledge Park was developed? I mean, Knowledge Park is the umbrella that stretches from where we are here at OTS Media all the way to Winthrop. But it was to keep these young people that graduate from our colleges, Clinton, Winthrop, and York Tech. We didn't want to give them all this great education, and then they go to another city, and that city reaps the benefit of what we poured into them here. But so this fits right into that model where it's located to – it's just part of that Knowledge Park umbrella.
It is. And when you talk about Knowledge Park, and again, the city and forward thinking focused on entrepreneurship, but the collaborative piece, I mean, my company is a great example. When you look at Knowledge Park, one of the great things that we did was we started with the Technology Incubator, city program. We went from the Technology Incubator to the place that we have right now. We used other resources like the Talent Pipeline, which is still in existence. You've got the Talent Pipeline. And that is proving that we used that pipeline, that collaboration, to keep local talent coming from Winthrop and then actually hire them here. And now with the Gravity Center and what we're doing, we have the opportunity to take that and continue expanding that. So it's not just Knowledge Park using that collaborative process, but how many other companies can we now help create that will continue to use resources to continue to leverage things like keeping these students here, working, living, playing right here in York County.
Exciting.
It's exciting.
It really is.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And of course, right down the street, we've got the addition of the Carolina Panthers. That facility. And of course, what we've seen with the Star out in Texas, which ours is similarly based on, and the companies that come there.
Bigger.
I
just want to throw that out there real quick.
And better.
Right? Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
But the companies that plan to come, that have come there, that could come here. I mean, really, to your point, Hannah, you have just hit it at a great opportunity. Well, welcome again, Hannah Horn, the new executive director, or executive officer, excuse me, of the Gravity Center. Ryan Sanderson from Knowledge Park is one of the board members. Tonight, you get your chance to check out the Gravity Center for yourself this Thursday night, September the 9th, from 4 to 6. You know, kick the tires, they say. Go in there to see what's going on. You might not think you could benefit from this. You might think your company, your product is going well until you meet these folks and say, wow, I can go from okay to wow.
It's inspiring.
Yeah.
You know, the passion, the excitement that you have, the vision, it's inspiring. It gives us all this ability, this can-do spirit.
And it's a cool space too. Very bougie, fun, techie. It's a neat space.
The mural's coming.
I was going to say you're getting a new mural. Let's tell folks real quick where the physical location is again for Gravity Center.
153 South Oakland. So it's right at the corner of Oakland and People Street. So
right here.
Right here. Smack downtown.
Love it.
Ryan, thank you very much. Hannah, welcome again to Rock Hill. Good to see you, friend.